answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Garrett. Hi, yes. Garrett.
Hey, what's up?
I love my Garrett.
Oh, I love you too.
What is going on in your phone tap today?
Well, Madison is phone tapping her mom. Now, Madison is calling her mom and letting her know that she's coming home next week for Thanksgiving. She's coming home from college. So she wants to know if it's cool to bring home a new boyfriend.
Oh, here we go.
So we start the call. Madison asks mom, can I bring the boyfriend home? She says, okay. And then we call mom back and act like we butt dial her, not knowing that she's listening in.
Oh, ooh, gosh. You're going to make mom mad.
Yes.
And a little uncomfortable.
Yes.
Here we go. Garrett's phone tap. Let's see what happens. Listen in.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, I can't wait to see you. I miss you so much.
Oh, I was wondering, do you mind if I bring somebody home with me? It's kind of a guy I've been seeing.
Of course you could bring someone home.
Yeah? Okay. Oh, great. He's going to really love to hear that. I can't wait for you to meet him. He's wonderful.
Do you want me and Dad to come pick you up?
Oh, no. I'm going to drive up actually with Jake, if you don't mind.
Oh, good, honey. I can't wait to see you. It's been so long. It's been a couple of months.
I know. I can't wait to see you guys either. Love you.
I love you, too. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Hey, Madison, honey. Hello?
I talked to my mom, and she's totally cool with you coming home.
That is so great.
Hello?
So I don't have to get a hotel.
No. You're going to come home with me. My mom can't wait to meet you.
They know, like, we've been together, right?
Well, they know that we're together. I don't think that we're intimate together.
Hello?
But, yeah.
Excuse me. Hello?
You know, I think it's kind of hot that, you know, you and I in your old bedroom. And I just don't want, like, your mom or dad or grandma to walk in and, you know, see us, like,
no,
naked.
No. Don't even worry about it. I have a lock on my bedroom door. And I used to, you know, I had guys over in my room when I was in high school all the time.
Hello?
Oh, never mind.
No. Hello?
Don't worry about it. My mom doesn't care.
Because it's the first time I'm dating someone, like, 20 years younger than me.
Really sexy and attractive that you're older than me. You know,
Madison,
like, what are you doing? Like,
hello.
Like when everybody's, you know, finished eating dinner or whatever and they're having dessert, we'll just sneak on upstairs.
All right. That's
like
cool.
How you will. Take out my ass. Pick up
my
the
brother,
phone.
Abby always has condoms in his room, so, you know.
All right, cool. That's cool. All right. I feel better about it. I didn't want to make a bad first impression on your family.
Oh, they'll be downstairs having coffee and cake. They won't even recognize his gone.
All right, cool. I feel better about
we're
it.
Right. So much
trouble. You want to just skip class and we'll go back to my room? Or?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Class! Madison!
I just hung up on her.
Oh, my God. I think we just gave my mom a heart attack.
Your poor mom.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. She's calling me. She's calling me on the other line.
Three-way the call in and just act like you have no idea that you just butt-dialed
her. Okay, no problem.
What are you doing right now?
Getting coffee?
You are not getting coffee. I just heard you on the phone. What are you doing right now? Don't tell me you're getting coffee. Who is that guy that you're with? I heard everything. I heard you talking to some man who was coming home and you're going to sleep
are
in
you
your bedroom.
You're eavesdropping on me, Mom? Really?
I was not eavesdropping. You called me. Look at your phone right now. Madison, I am so angry with you right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. How do you think I feel right now? I heard everything. I heard everything that you want to sleep with him in your room and lock the door. I want to know who this man is.
All right, chill out. Mom, chill out. It's a relationship.
Chill out. You're telling me to chill out? He's 20 years older than you? Are you kidding me?
You always told me that love knows no boundaries.
Love does have boundaries when you're under my roof. You are not bringing this man home.
Mom, I cannot rescind an invitation once I've already invited somebody. That is just plain rude.
Rude. It's
you
rude what I just heard.
Rude. You and Dad are going to love him. Just give him a chance. He's a really great guy.
I am not giving anyone a chance who says that they're going to come and sleep with you in my house.
You know, you have a lot of nerve because you don't say anything when Bobby brings home these little young chicks and you don't say anything to him, but the minute I bring home an older guy, it becomes a big deal.
Your brother brings home idiots. It's like you're dating one of your father's best friends and your father's friends are disgusting.
I'm a grown woman now and I can make my own choices as to who I see and who I don't.
You're 20 years old and you're making a stupid mistake.
But
I raised you better than that.
It's my mistake to make.
No, I did not raise you to be
just
a slut.
Just love me and accept me and accept whoever I bring home.
You're acting like a slut if you're bringing someone that age home. Don't you dare do this to me on Thanksgiving. You are going to give Grandma Lizzie a heart attack.
Grandma Lizzie will be fine with that because she's cool like that.
No, she's not going to be cool with it. She's going to die on Thanksgiving. Are you happy? And you are just being so disgusting right now, Madison. I am so angry at you. How dare you? How dare you give me that? Let him go be with his own family. Or are they just too old? They're dead.
No, you've already invited him.
Well, that is before I knew that he was your father's age.
And it doesn't really matter how old he is, Mom.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not having someone your father's friend's age coming in the house and sleeping with my daughter. He's disgusting. He's a disgusting man for dating someone 20 years younger.
I will just tell him that he needs to stay at the Holiday Inn, and then after dinner, I will go back to his hotel.
My ass, you're going to go back to that hotel. You are going to be on lockdown, my friend.
I'm 20 years old. You can't lock me down anymore.
Judith. Hey, Judith.
Hello?
Hey, Judith.
Hello? Who is this?
My name's actually Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
What?
What? I got you, Mom.
Oh, my God. Did you just prank me?
Yeah.
This is a prank phone? Oh, my God, Madison.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.